Let me jump on the topic at hand, though. I'm only going to spend a few minutes on this. But Fannie Willis. So if you didn't hear my monologue, I encourage you to hear it, because I talk about the fact that anytime you see an attorney or a prosecutor who is willing to go rogue on some agenda or principle as opposed to what is actually allowed by law or evidentiary based, then you're looking at someone who's not practicing good law. Now, there are times when I have had what I would call the lesser strategy. And if you're the defendant in the case, you got to do everything you got to do. But being the one who brings the case or brings the prosecution, you better know why you're in there. And you better know what you've got in your hands. And you may find out something you don't know somewhere through the course of discovery. But when you enter into that case, if you enter into it knowing you don't have a case, but you're willing to do it on principle only or on an agenda that you're trying to pursue, well, then you don't deserve your law license. There have got to be times, and I kind of outlined one in my monologue. There have got to be times when an attorney acts as a counselor, and that's why we're called counsel at times. We counsel our clients on the application of the law, and there have got to be times when we tell people, just because you're mad doesn't mean you could sue. Just because you think somebody did something wrong doesn't mean it's actionable at law. Just because you've got a good mad doesn't mean you actually have damages that you can go to court and get redress for. Sometimes people have to hear what they don't want to hear. But you know what the flip side of that is? The flip side of that is sometimes it's the lawyer themselves that needs to hear it. And every once in a while, the lawyers just forget. And they just go in there because I've got a law degree and I can do things. And listen, that ain't right. And it ain't healthy. It destroys trust in the system. So yeah, Fannie Willis, story here on Red State. Fannie Willis was indeed just disqualified from the prosecution. The idea that a district attorney was disqualified from further prosecution of a case. Whoo! I mean, that's just, I don't know when I've seen this. It says on Red State, it represents a significant defeat for Willis and the prosecution of Trump and various associates. A lower court had previously allowed to stay on the case, instead only forcing the ouster of her boyfriend, Wade. With the Fulton County DA now out of the mix, the entire strategy, including whether to keep pursuing these prosecutions at all, will have to be reassessed. Keep in mind what happened was this, and the reason why, it wasn't just that the appellate court saw something new, all right? Because the appellate courts are only allowed to review what happened in the lower court. The lower court had issued an order that said that the behavior was so improper that either she had to come off the case or her boyfriend had to come off the case. Well, the appellate court said, if it's so improper you got to remove one, then the reality is you need to remove both. That's what happened. The appellate courts looked at the decision of the lower court and said, hey, you can't call it improper to the point that you're removing prosecutors and still let the DA herself stay on because she's the one who put the prosecutor boyfriend in place. And she's the one who helped him in the lie. So yeah, it was a complete boondoggle on her part. And yes, the Trump team is pretty happy. So Trump has come out now. You can well imagine. Trump has come out now and has eviscerated her. Story on Town Hall, Dateline yesterday. In an exclusive interview with Fox News, the president-elect slammed the entire case, saying it should be dismissed. He lashed out at Fannie Willis for engaging in what he called corrupt behavior and demanded an apology for himself and all the others who've been caught up in the proceedings. His words, it was started by the Biden DOJ as an attack on his political opponent, Donald Trump, he said. They used anyone and anybody, and she has been disqualified. Her boyfriend's been disqualified. They stole funds. They went on trips. This should not be allowed to go any further. The reality is, I don't see how it can go any further. I think this case is just flat done. Like, done. But you've got this really awful situation that really hasn't been talked about, in my opinion. And that's the fact that Nathan Wade, boyfriend prosecutor who didn't know jack about being a prosecutor because what he was in a divorce attorney. That's all. He was a divorce attorney. His career was in divorce. And so somewhere along the line, he meets Fannie Willis and they had an affair. And they lied under oath during his divorce proceedings about whether the affair had started while he was still married. And then they basically pursued, she hired him in and paid him twice as much as anybody else to be her boyfriend slash prosecutor on Donald Trump. The biggest prosecution in the Southeast United States in a decade or more. Think about it. You're prosecuting the former president of the United States of America. And you bring in your boyfriend who's not no experience in prosecutions. You double his pay and then you take big trips together with said pay. Come on. And then on top of that, here's the deal. We have now know from his own testimony that he was coordinating with the Biden White House. We just don't know yet for what. Is there more to come on the story? I think so. It'll have to come after the break, though. We'll take a break right now. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, just dropping truth bombs is what we're doing. Yeah, so the fanny pack, that's number one of the triple dipper. And I'll be honest with you, it's part of what I would call a sense of justice being restored. That's the thing that gets me here. It's not just that Fannie Willis is a knucklehead, all right? It's not just that she's a legal knucklehead who apparently is not qualified to have her job. There is that. But what it also feels like to me is like it's almost as if there's a balance being restored to the justice system. By taking her off the case, the Georgia appellate court knew for a fact that the damage being done to the standing of the court system was so great that they could not ignore it. They couldn't just defer. They couldn't just demur on this. They couldn't just, you know, set aside the, you know, a little something to pretend that it didn't really happen. It wasn't that bad. Let's just move on. None of that. They not only took her off the case, but they smacked her down in the process. I don't know how she keeps, by the way, I don't know how she keeps her license now. Because what we've got now is a case in which she brought a punitive prosecution against 18 people, one of whom is a former and now soon to be president of the United States, that was just farcical, farcical in its presentation. It was such a bad case. But man, she got the indictment. She, oh, I'm going to get Trump. Whoop, whoop. And then she's all in, man. She's going to have a trophy on the wall. It's going to be huge. The lower court should have just gotten some kahunas and done what the appellate court says they should have done all along, which was don't look at this and pretend that this is okay. She was disqualified for her position. And she has now been taken off the case. I don't know how you recover from that. Now, I'm not talking about with the electorate because the people who voted her in may still love her. And she's obviously in a very blue sector of Georgia. But the State Bar Licensure Board is not the same as the people who elect you to office, Fannie Willis. And so I hope that right now what's going to wind up happening is that those who handle licensure for attorneys in the state of Georgia are going to look at this and go, I don't know that we cannot address this grievance and perhaps pull her license. That's where we are. And by the way, you know, the liberal media is having a fit. Like, I've got a story here from Town Hall. CNN legal analyst sums up the fate of Georgia case against in just two words, saying, it's over. And they just had a meltdown. Said CNN had a low-key meltdown after the announcement yesterday, declaring the case was dead in the water while lamenting that there's no legal albatross around Trump's neck anymore as he prepares to take over in January. I mean, we still have Judge Juan Merchan allowing that case to go forward, but I think it's going to go away on appeal. We still have situations out there where, you know, is there accountability for, you know, the January 6th commission that made everybody's life so miserable? I hope so. Jim Jordan says he's not letting it go, and I hope so. But the truth of the matter is this. Fannie Willis being taken off the case was righteous. It was not just justice, it was righteous. And it had to happen. As an attorney, I will tell you, it had to happen because those of us that practice law and love the practice of law and love the rule of law are embarrassed by people like you know, Alvin Bragg and Fannie Willis and George Gascon and all these knuckleheads who distort the value of being a nation of laws so they can pursue their agendas with Lawfare. And I am so glad they did this. I am so glad. Not just because Fannie Willis needed it, and she got her fanny handed to her, but so that we can get some sense of order back in the practice of law. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, coming up next, Adventures in Woke World. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.